Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Jonathan Grzybowski, the co-founder of Pingy, a platform that gives you on-demand access to the top 2% of designers in the world. You can submit as many projects as you want, get your completed designs back in under 48 hours, and only pay a flat monthly rate. His personal mission is to empower the next generation of entrepreneurs to challenge simple-minded patterns that help elevate, execute, and produce more revenue for their business. And Mr. Grzybowski, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Now, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters today, what is Pingy and why is your service a better way to outsource graphic design?
Yeah, so graphic design, finding a graphic designer, hiring anybody for that matter, is incredibly challenging. And it's also can be cumbersome. It can take away the time of an executive if you're a small business. It could take away the owner. It could also take away a lot of parties because there's a lot of involvement. So what if there was an opportunity in order for you to have the designers vetted for you, where all you really have to do is just sit down, submit the request, and it's going to be done to your specifications and your liking? And that's kind of where Pingy comes in. So we do a lot of the grunt work for you in vetting and hiring the designers. All you have to do is just sign up, log in, and submit the design, and we'll get it back to you in under 48 hours.
And I'd say that's pretty awesome and certainly a time saver in many regards there. Now, another question for you, who are the types of people, who benefit the most from Pingy?
Yeah, so primarily we work with agencies. We also have a decent amount of just people within the marketing industry, content creators, because if you're the type of business that is consistently creating content, then you're going to be a perfect candidate for a service like ours. Or if you have like a long list of to-dos that you need done, whether it's in the beginning of the year or whether it's some form of push or marketing push that you're trying to do, if you are spending a lot of your time thinking about and actually doing the graphic design, but more often than not, you should be actually working on the company, bringing sales in, developing stronger processes and procedures, and just and hitting up your top funnel or even your bottom funnel. Those are the types of people that would benefit from Pingy, and those are the people that usually sign up.
Certainly some great input there. Thanks for that. Now, how does it actually work, and what does unlimited graphic design mean? That sounds pretty good to me.
So the word unlimited graphic design can be a little like thought-provoking or eye-rolling or even eyebrow-raising. And what we usually do is there is no limit to how many projects you can get done on a monthly basis. You can submit graphics within our dashboard as soon as you sign up, in which you have access to, and you can submit all the projects, but typically we work on anywhere from 1 to 2 projects at a time, given your membership with us. And then once that project is done, then we move on to the next one and so on and so forth. So there's no limit. So it depends on the design. It depends on the person. One person can receive one project, and it could be a logo, and you spend around $400 to $500 in order to obtain that. We're also no contract, so you can cancel any time. But for the most part, people are inevitably just submitting as much as they possibly can and getting the most out of their membership with us.
Well, I got to say, I'm really liking what I'm hearing so far. Today, we're joined by Jonathan Grzybowski, the co-founder of Pingy, a platform that gives you on-demand access to the top 2% of designers in the world. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I'd be curious, how do you actually source your talent?
Yeah, so we have a pretty extensive process. We receive close to around 100 graphic design applications a month. And honestly, as of late, it's probably a little bit more, but I don't necessarily count the numbers that come in. But we put them through a pretty strenuous test. That test includes different styles of graphic design that they have to do. They have to inevitably read a brief and be able to create something specific. The brief is very specific with what is needed to be done, but also leaves room for a little bit of creativity. We have the luxury of having a team dedicated to hiring and bringing on new talent. That's something that we do, and we have the luxury of having. But if you don't have it, all you'd inevitably have to do is you could use third-party resources. Find a connection with a friend who is in the industry. Use social media. We have contacts within specific countries that can hire within that particular country in itself, which is a huge luxury that we have, because a lot of our talent is not necessarily within the United States. It's scattered throughout the world in order to meet our global demand. But for the most part, I think the overarching theme for the entrepreneur that's listening should be find a way to vet an individual as much and as often as you can. Make sure that they are qualified for the job, because everybody and their mother would want a job, and they're going to be able to try and find a way to tell you that they can do it, but they're not going to be able to do it unless you provide them the right tests. So if you're able to provide them with the test and vet them ahead of time, it's going to save you a ton of money in the future as you continue to grow your business.
You certainly set up an awesome system on sourcing your talent. Pretty, pretty impressive. So how did Pingy become the type of company it is today? I'd like to hear your input on that.
We were a digital marketing agency, and we were doing a lot of graphic design work. We were doing a lot of marketing work, SEO, web design, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of our customers that were on our marketing programs were just like, hey, you're not bringing in results, but you made us look really sexy. So what we inevitably did was we shifted our service and we shifted our focus to something a little bit more recurring revenue driven, something that we can kind of make money while we sleep. And we didn't have service. We didn't have any type of technology at all for the first like maybe 100 to 200 customers. We were doing everything pretty much by hand. We used Trello a little bit here and there. But eventually we grew and we knew that we had to scale this and we had to create technology surrounding it. So in the beginning, it was kind of just necessarily like scratching our own itch, because we realized that if everybody was saying that we weren't the best at marketing, but we were really good at graphic design, that definitely led us down a specific path. And then that same path allowed us to inevitably ask questions to a lot of our closest colleagues, our friends and family, and we asked them, if this type of service was created, would you inevitably buy it? And a large majority of the people said yes, and it gave us a good market validation about 4 years or so ago when we started the company. Now we've reached Inc. 5000 status, so we're over the 2 million mark in revenue, both last year and well over this year. And we're continuing to grow because of just finding a specific niche and doubling down and investing and literally going all in on that particular style in business. You know, I always say to people, entrepreneurship isn't the most sexiest thing on the planet. And if it is, you're probably not working hard enough. And it's a lot of really just weird days where you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. But if you're able to do that for 9 years, as much as we have, at least my entrepreneurial journey, something will inevitably good come out of all that.
Well, well stated, and really interesting how you made the shift to what Pingy is today. That is really something else, and a lot to learn from your response to that question. Really appreciate that. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share or make us aware of as we conclude today?
I want to go back a little bit more on what I just said about the idea of entrepreneurship, because I think when you're living in this world, especially with the political climate being as influenced as it was through social media, we tend to look at our social media channels and our phones and things like that to be able to see other people doing successful things, but we don't necessarily know the underlying truth behind what is actually done from that picture. And I think to me, entrepreneurship is probably the most saddest, depressing thing that you could possibly get yourself into. And I say that because I want to scare whoever it is that is listening that may be on the cusp of actually quitting. And if you are able to actually go beyond that and say, screw this guy that's talking right now, and actually do what you inevitably want to do, whether that's start an internet business like we did, or even if it's doing a brick and mortar business, there's going to be a lot of really challenging days. You need a really good support system You need to make sure that your mind and your body and your soul is all well connected and fine-tuned. And if you're able to go beyond that and just spend a little bit of time just doing the same things over and over again and just moving the needle, even if it's just one step forward, I think you're going to find a lot of success. And inevitably, if you do grow, we'd love for you to consider using a service like ours in Penji.
Yeah, no doubt about that. An incredible service for entrepreneurs, small business owners, whether if it's small to medium-sized businesses, even corporations. What Penji is offering here is phenomenal. Again, we really appreciate the motivation and inspiration here today, your story and the advice shared here today. Where can listeners tap into Penji and or get more information?
Absolutely. Penji.co, PENJI.co.
And there you have it. Again, Mr. Grisbowski, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Jonathan Grisbowski, the co-founder of Penji, a platform that gives you on-demand access to the top 2% of designers in the world. And for all the details, visit Penji.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.